Today's shiur of Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Tuf Lamid Beis, and we are up to Sif Beis. And we are in the middle of the halachos of the dinim of the Birkas, the bracha of Bedikas Chametz. Sif Beis. Bibracha achas yochol libdok kama batim. With one bracha, you could go ahead and do your bedika on a number of your homes. Meaning you don't have to make a new bracha for each home. You make a bracha on one and you go to the other home. Bim Balabayas Rotze, and the Balabayas wants, right? The homeowner, if he wants, and he wants to have others help him, he could Yamid Mibnei Beso Etzlo. He can keep one of his family members next to him, and we'll see, that Lav Dafka, it has to be a family member. He can keep someone else next to him. Bishashu Mavarech, the time when he makes the bracha. The Yispazru Livdok Ish Bimkomo. And then after he makes the bracha, he can have each guy spread out to do the bedika in their particular place. Al smach bracha, based on the bracha, sheberech balabayas. Based on the bracha, the balabayas made. So in other words, what you could do is, you can make the bracha with other people around you, right? You're the balabayas. And then, I guess, good idea to assign them beforehand. But the truth is, you know, once you start the bedika, things that are in the bedika we saw, you could actually talk once the bedika began. But each one knows their job, and they'll go and they'll, you know, either they'll do their house, their room, and things like that. So one bracha, okay, so far we saw one bracha is good for the person himself to do a number of homes, and one bracha is good for a number of people listening to the bracha of the balabayas, and now everyone is like, you know, his assistant, sort of is like shliach, to go ahead and do the bedika in all the areas that the balabayas, like the balabayas is chiyuv, but they're all assisting him like a shliach to go ahead and finish up the job. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katan zayin, kama batim. A number of homes could be done with one bracha. V'halicha mibayis labayis lo avi hefsek. And the walking from home to home is not considered a hefsek that demands another bracha. As you all know, like, you know, in different areas, like shini, there's a concept of shini makom by food and things like that, that, you know, might demand a new bracha. But here, in terms of your bedika, it's viewed as the normal thing to go ahead and walk to the different places that you have to go to do the bedika, and it's all could be connect up to that original bracha. Check out the Chayadam who writes, Dimbodek Beso Vechanuso. The Chayadam happens to hold that if you're being bodek your home and your store, the Hachanut hu b'chatzer acheres, and the store is not in your backyard, it's not in your courtyard, it's not in your chatzer. So the Chayadam actually holds Sarach Lachzor Levarach. You have to make another bracha on your store if it's elsewhere. However, Amnam Matzatzi b'chak Yosef. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, I found the Chok Yosef, as well as in the Maimon Mordechai, Shadaitam, their opinion is, Dekula Chada Mitzahi. It's all viewed as one mitzvah, even if you're going from your home to your store, it's, you know, at a distance away. Shemechuyiv Leilech Velivdok, because a person is Mechuyiv to go and to walk to and do a Bedika in all the Makomos, Sheyesh Bem Chametz. So it's not a Hefsek. Vein Shayach Lomar Dalicha have a Hefsek Bezeh. You can't call the Alicha a Hefsek. A person's obligation is to do a Bedika in all the places that he owns, right? All his batim. So you can't say, even if the store is a distance away from his house, that therefore that's going to be a hefsek. How else are you going to get from one place to the other place? Obviously, you have to walk. Now, obviously, if you're going to walk and take a shmooze and shmooze around with the chevra, then obviously you obviously got a hefsek. We're talking about just going and walking from one place to the other. That's not a hefsek. We continue on. We're moving now. We're moving now, April. Here we go. Someone once asked me, he listens to the shiur, and he hears the word moving now, April. They want to know, what's the inside joke, April? I said, I wish I know, but it must be some reference from when I was younger. I don't even know where it's from. Okay, but we're moving on here. We now are up to Sif Katan Ches. So you can also be Yamid Mibnei Beso. What he could do is, if he wants, he has a lot of places to go ahead and be Baidek, so he can keep his family members next to him when he's making the bracha, then he go branch out and do the bedika. So he says, "V'hu adid acher she'eino b'nei beso." It's like what I said before. Lav dafka's family members, but anyone. It could be even someone who's not from his family. It could be another person who's going to assist him with the bedika. Ela diber behove, but rather the Shulchan Aruch is just discussing the typical scenario, the typical case of people helping the balabayas. Who's going to be doing that? Hash, just the family members, because other people are going to be doing their own. Other people are going to be doing their own bedika. So that's just the normal case. But it could be other people. Ukedisa b'shas the yesh mekomos shesochrin livdok. In fact, we actually know from the Gemara that they used to have places, that there were places that they used to hire out people to actually do the bedika for the person. But even if you hire, you have someone hired out to do the bedika, a person, the Baal HaBayis himself, should for sure help out and shouldn't just rely on someone else, some shliach, some other person, whether he was hired, whether he was a family member, shouldn't just rely on them to do it if he's the Baal HaBayis, because of the principle, ki mitzvah bo yoyser mi b'shlucho. Because as we know, the mitzvah is always better for the person who has the chiyuv than someone who's fulfilling it for him, b'toras shliach. And therefore, the person should just not give it over to a shliach, even though a shliach can do it for him, because mitzvah bo yoyser mi b'shlucho. V'inei midina, he says, yochol esmoch ba'bedika, he says, meikar adin, you could rely on the bedika, afilu al nashim va'avadim. This is wild, because this actually connects up to the Gemara that we're doing today in Ian Shir about the nemanis of an Isha in terms of Badika and things like that. It happens all the time, by the way. When you're doing a lot of different things, Yomis and Shir, somehow there's a Siyata Deshmaya that one Lima connects up with the other Lima. Mamash, we're talking about this. We had this Rabbeinu David today that was dealing Mamash with this Sugya, and we're learning Gittin. Like, how does that happen? Only because there's a Siyata Deshmaya of like all different Sugyas connected up in Shas. It happens a lot, Mitzvah Shem, which happens, should keep happening, especially if you're doing, you know, this sugya and that sugya, and it all comes together. Anyway, so he says, you can rely on Nashim and Avadim to do your bedika. He says, we're not talking about a goyish maid, that's a goy. We're talking about an Eved, we mean an Eved Knani, who's really a Jew, right? An Eved Knani is really a Jew, just as halachas like women, but he's really, you know, Jewish. But a total goyish maid can't do your bedika. Uktanim, and you can also rely on ketanim. The Mefarshim explained, it's obviously provided that we're dealing with a katan who has the maturity to perform the bedika. Umikom makom lechatchila, he says, lechatchila, bottom line, it's nachon shalol lismoch. You should not rely, ella, lechatchila, you should rely on anashim, males, that are bnei chorin, that are not avadim, that are free, shehegiu lechal mitzvahs, that reach the age of mitzvahs. Meaning, lechatchila, you should not use nashim, avadim, and ketanim, even though it will work with the Eved. Dahainu mishlosha srei, right? Shana ve'elech, that you should rely on someone who's already 13 years niter. Lefisha bedika kehilchasa, what's the reason? This is all quoted from the Rishonim, the Achronim, because the bedika lahalacha yesh ba torah gadol, there's a great exertion that's required. The yesh lachosh, and we're concerned, shema yisatzlu, maybe they will be lazy. The lo yivdiku yafe, and they won't do a super stark bedika. I remember we learned this last year. The guys were asking, hey, you know, the women do a better cleaning than the men do. Okay, but here we're not talking about, you know, spring cleaning. We're talking about the halachic bedika. So that might be different. Anyway, this is not Ian Shear. This is Yemi. Okay, let's move weiter. If it's a place where it's makom shemachnis and bochametz, like if you eat close to your door and it can get in there, or if you're afraid if you have kids that run around, all these places that are connected. Okay, weiter. We move on. Bisha shehu mevarech. So you have to keep the family member next to you at the time when you're making the bracha. Why? Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Cut and test. Kadesha yetu bebirchaso. So they'll be yotze with your bracha, v'yanu amen, and they'll answer amen, al berchaso, on the bracha. Sifkaton yud. By the way, I don't know if we got up to this in the Shulchan Aruch. Let's go back to the Shulchan Aruch. So what do you do? Back to the Shulchan Aruch. In Mabal Bayis Rotze, yamid in de beso, you put one of your family members there, etzlo next, and b'shashu b'varech, while he's making the bracha, v'yisbazru l'vdok ish ish b'mkomo, and each one spreads out to their place. Al smach bracha, I don't know if we said that, but I repeated it now. Al smach bracha, on relying on the bracha, sheberech Baal HaBayis, relying on the bracha that the Baal HaBayis made. In other words, they're going to go out to do the bedika for the homeowner, for the Baal HaBayis. They listen to the bracha of the Baal HaBayis, and their bedika is all connected up and relates to the bracha of the Baal HaBayis. Look at the Mishnah Berurah Yud. Ve'im ha-Baal HaBayis eino bode klal, if the Baal HaBayis is not making a bedika at all, meaning if he totally rented, hired out, or gave away the bedika to a shliach to do, again, we saw, you should not do this, ideally you should do at least some of it, so that mitzvah bo yosef v'shlucho, But if you did give out the whole bedikah to someone else, and you couldn't do it, you were away, and someone else did it, then obviously, if you're not doing any bedikah, and you mitzaveh la'achar lebedok, and you command, and you tell someone else to do the bedikah for you, then also acher mevarach, and that other person makes the bracha. Dahavi kishlucho gam linyin bra bracha. Because that person will be like your shliach also, like the bracha. As long as he's doing the bedikah for you, he could make the bracha. In other words, obviously, if you're doing the bracha, if you're doing the bedikah as well, and now you're just farming out parts of it, then obviously you make the bracha, because it's primarily your mitzvah, you go ahead and do it, and everyone else branches out, I'll smach your bracha. But if you're not doing any bracha at all, the shliach who is going ahead and is doing the maisa bedikah, he makes the bracha. So it's interesting, gets into the whole issue of a bracha being on the maisa mitzvah, even though, let's say, the kiyama mitzvah, l'chayr is the baal biases, right? But the bracha is still made, because he's a shliach for you. When he's doing the maisa bedika, he's also your shliach for the bracha as well. Obviously, there's a lot of lumdis here in terms of bracha and the maisa mitzvah and the kiyama mitzvah, but that's for Ian Shear. And this is Yaimi. Let's move weiter. Okay? Yeah, brachavishana.com. Let's move weiter. Sif Katan Yed Aleph. So, and they rely on the bracha the baal bayis made when they go out and they do the bedika in their respective areas. Sif Katan Yed Aleph, Sheber baal bayis, Vimlo Shamu Birchaso. What happens if they didn't hear his bracha? And lechatchila ain't l'shalcham l'vdok. Lechatchila, it's best not to send someone else out to do parts of your bedika if they did not hear the bracha. U'mikol makom in kasha lo ligmor habedika beyatzmo. Still, even though there seems to be a daya that the bracha, you did not send the guy out if he didn't hear the bracha, at the end of the day, we don't paskin like this. And therefore, in kasha lo ligmor habedika, the Mishnah Berurah says, Biatzma, what happens if he's really psyched and he thinks he could do it? And then after he's going to his bdiki, he's tiring, he's weakening, he's caving. So what are you going to do? It's obviously better to have someone else who's not caving, who has more strength to finish up your bdika. But that guy didn't hear the bracha. So therefore he says, then yachol levakesh la'achar sheyasayenu, you can find someone to help you even though you didn't hear the bracha. Ve'osa acher, and that other person ain't sarach levarach. He does not have to make a bracha. Why? Shekol ha'bdika mitzvah achas, because that whole bdika, even though he's taking over for you, it's still all one Maisa bedika, one maisa mitzvah. Ukvar berach balabayas alayin. The balabayas already made the bracha on that maisa bedika, and the other person who's taking over is just considered taking over. The chatchila, you shouldn't do it if you have the kayak to finish it yourself, because there is the day, as the Sharatzian points out of the Chok Yaakov, that you should not send a guy out who has not heard the bracha, who's not there for the initial bracha, not start the bedika together with you after the bracha. We now move weiter in one of the most famous minhagim on Klal Yisrael, right here in the Ramah. Haga, v'noagim laniach pesise chametz v'makom sheyimsayim habaydeik. And the minhag throughout Ashkenaz, I don't know, does Sfarim do this also? Anyone know? Yeah, you put it out? It's here. Sfarim follow the Ramah. V'noagim laniach, what? Laniach pesise chametz v'makom sheyimsayim habaydeik. The minhag is to put out these pieces of chametz in a place that the bodeg will find, k'deisha lo yeh b'rchasa levatala. So this is the Mari Berin, and he says, in order that the bracha will not be levatala, so you for sure put pieces out, so you'll find. However, he says, umiyu, the Ramah himself says, although there's a shita like this, the Mari Berin, im lo nasan, we don't hold this way la'alacha, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to point out, so therefore, im lo nasan lo ikev. If he didn't put it out, it's not ma'akev you from making the bracha, you don't have to worry about a bracha levatala. The das kol adam im habracha levayer im nimtza, because the das of everyone when they make the bracha is to destroy it if they find it. So you're just doing the bedika and you're doing the mitzvah, and the mitzvah is to destroy it if you find the chametz. So the fact that you did not find the chametz doesn't mean you didn't do the mitzvah of biur. The mitzvah of biur is to seek out chametz and destroy it if you didn't find it. So you didn't find it, but you still did the mitzvah, because the mitzvah is to seek it out and destroy it. Obviously, the Mari Berin felt that it was important to do, and that it seems to be the minhag olam. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah. Sif katan yud bais benoagim lahaniach hainu chametz kasha shelo yisbaler. You should put out chametz that is not crumbly chametz, but rather chametz that is. It's interesting. Kasha sounds like, you know, toast is hard also. It obviously means not something that's crumbly, something that is going to stay together and not crumble up. And also it should be placed in a place that is protected, because of the kitties that are going to get to it, and because of the little mice I just moved into a new house, and I had a knockoff about five mice with mouse traps, because you know, that's what happens in new houses. Anyways, you have mice, you have little kids, so you got to make sure to go ahead and both have chametz that's not going to crumble, as well as be in an area that the kids and the mice are not going to get to. What we do in my house is that we wrap it in a little paper, a little quicker picker upper. Not toilet paper. We use paper towels because the toilet paper can crumble up, and we also write down exactly where we put it so that we actually make sure we find them, because that could also be a big issue, cause more problems if you can't find all your 10 pieces, which has definitely happened when the kids do it and they space in the chips. Yud Gimel Umiyu. However, so the Rama said that if you didn't put it, it's not ma'akim. So he says Umiyu Cholek Al Zeh. The Rama is Cholek on this opinion. There's no concern for a bracha levatala here. Why? Because that's the mitzvah to do a bedika. That's the mitzvah to seek out the chametz. Ulechapes achara, right? To go search and seek it out. Shema yimtza, maybe you'll find it. Vimlo yimtza ain't the kachlum. And if you don't find it, no big deal. You did your mitzvah. Your mitzvah is to seek it out. You say the bracha of al biur, but the mitzvah is to seek out and destroy. If you don't destroy, if you don't find anything to destroy, you still fulfill the mitzvah. The Taz kazav od, the Taz adds to this, and he says, and even if you want to say what's fundamental to the mitzvah is to actually do what? To destroy some chametz, he says, the bracha koyal mashi yivayal amachar. The bracha is ultimately on what you're going to destroy the next day. So, b'mvaday mashi yishayar me'achilas. The next day, what are you going to have? Every person has chametz that they leave over for the next day. So even if, right, and the chametz that you're going to burn the next day, you have. So if you didn't put out chametz to find in your bedika, that's no big deal, because you whatever you're going to burn the next day, and next morning you're eating chametz, so whatever you have left over for what you're eating the next day, that you burn, and therefore you don't have a problem with any bracha levatala. El shemayo maskil yidei bedika. Just that now it starts with the bedika. So again, we have different pshatim here. One pshat is that even if you don't find anything, it's no problem, because you did your what? You did your mitzvah, which is the bedika. Even if you don't find anything, and even if you don't destroy anything, and the other, the Taz says, even if you don't find anything, ultimately you are going to destroy the chametz that's left over the next day when you go eat a little chametz the next day. So even if you don't find anything in the bedika, you had your bedika, and you also had your destruction of the chametz the next day. And he says, "Ukanoma la'el b'sim tough lamed aleph." And this is how the Achronim will hold. The Chok Yaakov writes, he says, even though we actually hold like the Umihu here in the Ramah, that you don't really need to have the pieces, it's not Kedai to go ahead and be Mevatel, the Minag. It's a Minag of Yisrael. And check it out. He gives other reasons for this Minag. And the Gam Ha'ari Zal. And the Ari, excellent. I mean, a Fixler. The Ari also mentions this minag as well, to leave the pieces out, to go ahead and have 10 pieces. We discuss why 10 pieces, what the 10 pieces represent. All nice stuff. You have to be very careful. You've got to be careful not to lose any of the pieces.